first. Learn to use this. Then I'll teach you to use this.
Many years later, Edward the Longshanks, King of England, supervised the wedding of his eldest son, who would succeed him to the throne.
Amen.
As bride for his son, Longshanks had chosen the daughter of his rival, the King of France. Widely whispered that for the princess to conceive, Longshanks would have to do the honors himself. That may have been what he had in mind all along.
Scotland. My land. The French will grovel to anyone with strength. But how will they believe our strength when we cannot rule the whole of our own island? Where is my son?
Pardon me, Lord. He asked me to come in his stead.
I sent for him, and he sends you.
Shall I leave, my Lord?
If he wants his queen to rule when I am gone, then by all means stay and learn how. Please. Nobles. Nobles are the key to the door of Scotland. Grant our nobles lands in the north, give their nobles estates here in England, and make them too greedy to oppose us.
But, sir, our nobles will be reluctant to uproot. New lands mean new taxes, and they're already taxed for the war in France.
Are they? Are they? The trouble with Scotland is that it's full of Scots. Perhaps the time has come to reinstitute an old custom. Grant them prima nocte. First night, when any common girl inhabiting their lands is married, our nobles shall have sexual rights to her. On the night of her wedding. If we can't get them out, we'll breed them out. That should fetch just the kind of lords we want to Scotland. Taxes or no taxes, eh?
Most excellent idea, sire.
Is it?
Now in Edinburgh were gathered the Council of Scottish Nobles. Among these was Robert, the 17th Earl of Bruce, the leading contender for the crown of Scotland.
I hear that Longshanks has granted prima nocte.
Clearly meant to draw more of his supporters here.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。